Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is 6:11. Today on the show, we have a pair of tickets for the Mill Valley Film Festival screening of Pain and Glory, Antonio Banderas. So that's coming up, the Mill Valley Film Festival. So 7 o'clock, we'll have those tickets. And we're sending someone to Hawaii, to Aulani. It's a Disney trip.
Can't wait to do
that. So that is, I want to say that's 9, noon, 3, and 5. There it is, right there. Ew. So we'll be listening for that. So last night, the Emmys happened. Oh, my God, do I love award shows. Let me tell you, I watched it start to finish, and I just reveled in every detail. Thank you for getting the joke, Bryn. This morning, I watched some clips from it, and then Yuzi gave me 12 pages of information.
Oh, so you didn't see any of it. I didn't either.
No, I watched Big Brother. I'm not sure if you... It was delayed slightly, at least the East Coast feed was, so
I
don't know if
it... Are you going to talk about Big Brother? I just printed out Maria's email.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me get it.
Sure we can. I mean, it's actually... Here's what I'm going to say. Mickey's going to win that.
Yeah. I fast-forwarded through...
The retrospective.
The whole first 50 minutes, was it? I don't know, but I saw a little bit of the contest.
And yeah.
It's over.
It is over, for sure. The final head of household competition, so that we're down to three people. So whoever wins the final head of household picks the person that they're going to sit with in the final two. If Mickey or Holly win... It'll be Mickey and Holly in the final, and Nicole will be out. If Nicole somehow, by some miracle, wins, she'll probably bring Holly. I think she was saying she's going to bring Holly. And she's right to do that because Mickey, whether or not he has gotten himself to where he was, tooth and nail, whether you like him or not, he has played that part of the game well. The social part, not so well, but... there's just not that much to say about it. Nicole's... kidding herself if she thinks she's going to win, but you know, she'll try. Maria says, not much to recap. It was a discouraging episode with them replaying all the moves that got them where they are. Normally this recap episode is a little boring, but this one was kind of depressing, especially when Mickey won yet another comp.
Wow.
Nicole was icing her knee at the end of the episode. I noticed that too. Usually the first part of the three-part final head of household is there's something physical. Then there's like a game-based... mental competition where they're asking questions, and then usually the two face off. Remember last year it was the one where they had to jump off that platform and knock things down off the walls. Wasn't that the end?
I never see the end.
So anyway, generally it's a physical comp at the end too, so she's effed. So good for her. She's saying hope the next comp is less physical so she has a better chance, but it's doubtful. So good luck to everybody on there. It's been a good season, sort of. You love to hate a show. The Emmys last night. The critics weren't kind to the final season of Game of Thrones and most of the people who watch it, but don't worry. The Emmy voters dug it. It won. It picked up Best Drama and a Best Supporting Actor for Peter Dinklage, which he's actually won a few times. And
good for him.
He's great. So.
Yes, he is.
It did win 10 trophies at the Creative Arts Emmys last weekend for a total of 12, and that ties the 12 total. The creative arts ones are like the sort of like almost technical Emmys, right?
Yeah, technical. I watched a little bit of it over the weekend. They did some songs, themes, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I was only there for a few minutes to see what was up, but
so as far
boring,
as the,
as you can imagine.
Right. As far as the big categories that they did last night, it won two, but 12 total. And that ties the record that Game of Thrones set in 2015 for most Emmys won by a series in a single season. The show ends its run with a total of 59 Emmys over the course of, was it 8 seasons? Amazon did some winning. Mm-hmm. Amazon, you know what's so funny? They were, as I was listening to the news on the way in this morning, they were talking about how not that long ago, there were three networks that won all the Emmys. It was basically an award show for these three networks. Right. And then Fox was, you know, popped in there 20 so or so years. And so in the past 20 years, oh, my God, Fox, the outlier. They're somehow making it. And now it's there's no guarantee that any network's going to get any. Like between HBO, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, soon to be Disney Plus, and I mean, just there's a myriad of streaming services now, and they're pulling a lot of these awards. So Amazon, the series Fleabag, won Best Comedy.
I got that in a
news alert or something.
A news alert, and went. Fleabag.
Yeah. I've seen the promos because I watch a couple shows on Amazon Prime.
Never heard of it.
Like we watch Goliath, which is Billy Bob Thornton. I don't think there was nothing up for this. I hope they're going to do another season of that. They've only done two. But I watched that Good Omens, the David Tennant. I love him. I'll watch anything he's in.
Well, I heard it on the news this morning. I think I got the alert too. This morning, Vinny, when I woke up, it was there. I'm like, I never heard of that. Mm. And then I heard it on the news. So I came in and read about it, and then watched the trailer. Something you would enjoy, a little English, a lot of it. It's all a lady in London. Like,
truthfully, the
overcoming some stuff and living a single life. And
I'm going to have to watch
it. She seems quite funny. Right. Again, English humor, which I'm like, I chuckled a little bit, but totally not my bag.
Right. But you have Amazon. Are you a Prime member? So you
I don't
you
watch
automatically...
I don't watch any streaming. I mean, unless it's coming on my TV, what I pay for, I'm not tuning in to look at anything.
All right.
I just don't care enough.
You can cast it.
What'd you say?
Cast it from your
phone.
Maybe she doesn't have a smart TV.
My cable's so expensive that I'm not willing to pay anything else.
Well,
I'm all ready to knock that thing down.
Listen, I hear you.
I swear, if I didn't have this job, I'd stick to a couple networks.
Bravo. Right.
She's Bravo and Lifetime. That's all she needs.
I don't know how you could do it.
TLC.
I know.
You know, maybe maybe a TBS, and I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Actually, wouldn't that be nice if you just had like eight channels and you could just flip, like in the olden days when you would just flip through?
What's nice about that? Yeah, there's bad television on those channels.
It was good. It was just so much. Life was simpler.
What do we have? 300 channels, Vinny, and you know how I watch TV. I go through all the channels.
Oh my god!
And go either I've seen it. I saw that. I don't care about that.
Right.
Okay, there's nothing on. All right, I guess I go back to Bravo and watch that Housewife for the fifth time.
If you subscribe to like Netflix and Hulu,
I don't want
to
subscribe.
Oh, there's so much new stuff.
I know, it's new all the time.
I don't want to subscribe. I just can't do another service.
I think that for you, Zat, like the TV is like a companion. So she hangs out with the TV.
It is.
She's like her conversation with it is just flipping the channels and stuff. She doesn't care if she watches something for the fifth time. You like you take comfort in it. The TV is just your friend. You're not really interested in learning anything from it or
it's
embarking on some new journey.
Crap that just keeps me company.
Yeah,
you're
listen,
right.
you get to do you, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I like hearing you say that, though, with as much time as
you sad,
put.
But...
Well, you put so much time into television watching that you could actually be watching some really great and new shows. I'm not trying to sell Amazon to you or Netflix, but there's goods. Like, the reason why network television is losing all the Emmys is
because
they're not doing
good
television.
Yeah.
It's just this thing I have. It's a principle that I can't say.
I can't
have any more passwords.
Good.
I can't pay
streaming. There's something to admire in that.
When you watch Ozark, you go, oh my God.
This is
what have I been missing?
They've done something here for real. And trust me, when I first, someone recommended it to me on text and I went, bad marketing. I don't like the name.
Yeah.
I don't even want to watch something called Ozark. Screw that show.
Mm-hmm. I would have never clicked on it if you hadn't. But that's the thing about these shows is you get word of mouth. Somebody that, like, I know there's certain things that you like that I like. And so you recommend something to me and I go, I'll take a chance on it based on that I know we have the X, Y, and Z in common.
Right. I wouldn't tell you to watch something I wouldn't think that you'd like.
No, and I actually feel the same way. Like, if I say Vinny would love that. is because, you know, that's how we pass information.
We know each other.
Right, exactly.
But the Fleabag one, getting back to that, it's something I think you would very much enjoy.
Well, the only time I've seen promos for it is while I'm
actually watching
yeah. Amazon Prime stuff. And I have thought to myself, oh, that looks pretty good. And then to hear that it won all these Emmys.
Yeah.
I'm like,
so
okay.
She won. The lady won.
She did. She her name is Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and she won Best Actress in a Comedy. It won Best Comedy, Fleabag, we're talking about here. It's an Amazon series. And the deal was that it was, they thought Julia Louis-Dreyfus was going to walk away
Veep,
with this,
yeah.
and that Veep would probably win.
And
because
she was
it was the final season.
Make a record, right?
Yes.
For whatever. She's had 7 or so Emmys.
Yeah. Amazon also scored with The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Shalhoub and Alex Borstein both won supporting. They won supporting actor and actress.
Tony Shalhoub, are you still on that, or you dropped that, Vin? Mrs. Maisel.
I'm off it. I've seen it. It's a decent show and worth a watch, but it's not. It doesn't hold me.
Mm-hmm. Veep was shut out. This Is Us was shut out. The Big Bang Theory was shut out. Huh? Better Call Saul shut out, and House of Cards shut out.
Whoa.
They call those the big surprise upsets.
Mm-hmm. Or snubs. Is that what they call
yes.
snubs?
Can I ask you a question? So Big Bang Theory had its big exit this year.
Yes.
By choice, they walked off into the sunset. I feel like I just read something that the main dude, Sheldon
and Maim Bialik
are going to do another.
They are.
Why would you walk off the best show on television if you want to do a sitcom?
I guess sometimes things run its course as a group, an ensemble, and they want to do their own thing.
But I heard the whole reason that show ended
was Sheldon.
He was
the one who didn't want to do it anymore. Apparently he's going to be a producer on that show is what I was reading. It's a show.
Oh, he's not acting.
I am not positive. It seemed to me weird that he wouldn't be, but I saw
that
they were going to do
something. Well, he's still a part of Young Sheldon.
Oh, is
he? Does. He's the voice. Remember how Wonder Years used to have that sort
of
narrative
voice? 40-year-old narrative
voice. Yeah, so that's him. And then he's also in some role producing Young Sheldon as well.
Okay, well, if he's not acting, that makes sense. But to walk off, I mean,
they
just
had go do something else.
Hit.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Whoa.
Well, you know, what do they do, 12 seasons of it?
Yeah. You gurgled me in the eye.
I'm sorry.
Well, and maybe, you know, Johnny Galecki is doing Back to Connors.
Right.
And then the other ones probably want to do their own thing. I mean, I get it. Ensemble for all these years.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's been fun.
He was obviously bored with it.
Let's not jump the shark, yeah.
This year's ceremony for the Emmys did not have a host, and former hosts Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert weren't happy about that.
I'll jump ahead just a bit.
That's what they do in the old.
Can you see him?
Whoa.
And then they flash to Jason.
He's got a it goes deadpan on his face.
It goes on.
He's like,
wait, no one's interested?
That's
and it
funny.
Goes on to present.
Oh boy. And she actually does do it.
She does.
Oh, that's
it, yeah.
Hilarious. Mm-hmm. And then I just want to end with this one thing. I just think this is so funny. Kim Kardashian and Kendall Jenner came out to present, and listen closely to how they this is for reality TV.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. Listen to the audience. Everyone, so we were watching cell phone video as they came out, and the people, like, the line hits the people. Real people just living their real lives or whatever. And the people just start cackling, and one guy goes, oh, my God.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear it.
Well, you can't. Do you have that particular cell phone
I played the actual audio.
Okay.
I'll play you the cell phone
audio.
Yeah,
here, listen to this. Just listen to the audience reaction as it sort of hits them.
All right, here. They're walking out right now.
All right.
You know, what I was doing while she was talking is I was watching Vinny, and I could hear Vinny going, "That's what I'm talking about. They can't even read their own lines.
They can't read their own freaking lines."
Vinny's just like, "Oh my God."
Anyway, also, I wanted to say just a quick congratulations to Billy Porter, who made history as the first openly gay black man to win a Best Actor in a Drama. He's got a show called Pose on FX. He plays a character named Pray Tell.
Pose. Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's about, well, it's about, let me see if I've got the synopsis here. Not really. But I guess he's like a designer on there, right?
Is it? He was wearing what looked like a little Nas X get up.
Oh,
the fancy hat.
Well, he's got a really effed up looking hat on there. But anyway, congratulations to him. That's groundbreaking.
Yeah, that is.
All right, that's all for the early trash. Vincent, what's coming up?
What's with this outfit?
It's like a Three Musketeers hat.
Yeah,
but
weirdly,
still,
it has like a airplane like a wing flip, coming off the side.
Oh, well, what about the tie?
Like a sparkles. Zoot suit thing happening.
The tie is this goes down past his man
is,
zone.
He is fancy as anything.
More like a scarf.
Yeah, like a cravat or something. So what's coming up? Do you know?
A guy proposes and things don't go great.
Oh.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And more after
bad.
These.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, happy Monday. It is 6:37. Here comes Vinny. He's getting all ready.
He goes, oh, dear God.
So it was like a week and a half ago or something. We did some kind of like.
You scared something out of me.
You
got to check
the
myself.
Body
best feel good riffs in metal or something.
Oh,
And we all agreed that the list sucked, and Vinny said, I'm going to write my own list, so I think today at 8 o'clock we're going to do it.
Well, the feel-good thing is sort of catching me off, because what makes me feel good might not make you, like some
Listen,
of these.
Listen, it's your list. It's totally subjective.
Some of these are going to make you go, oh, God.
Oh. I can't wait to go, oh, God.
It was a list from loudwire.com called, are these the top 10 feel-good riffs in metal?
And the answer was a resounding no.
Yeah, they were so crappy.
They were crappy. There was only
there were a few good ones.
There were,
I mean,
like, look,
Ozzy,
the Ozzy one.
Well, I kept a couple that are very sort of, you're going to go, you kept that one. But because they are.
Because that one belonged on the list.
Right.
So 8 o'clock, we'll do that list.
All right. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. So, over the weekend, there was some football played. The Niners got a big win.
So, they're 3-0 now.
Yes, they are.
That's amazing.
And I think I heard one of the announcers say, despite the fact that we'd been to the Super Bowl not that long ago, when I say we, I mean the 49ers. They haven't been 3-0 since the like 19 something, 1980
really?
Something, like back in the day.
Oh my God,
3-0.
Well, good for them.
It's a thing.
So, was it a decisive win?
No,
was they eked
no,
it out?
It was lucky. It was hard. It was hard earned, but it was a win nonetheless.
W.
The Raiders lost. Cal won.
Okay.
They're undefeated.
Wonderful. Go Cal.
Go
Cal. Bears.
Go Bears.
Yay.
Yeah.
My God, I'm so invested in that. Whew. Thank God they won.
You don't have your tie-dye Berkeley shirt on. What's going on?
I wore it yesterday,
okay.
It's in the wash.
All right, then.
Got sweaty yesterday.
Stanford lost, and your Pats broke up with AB over the weekend.
I know. I
guess
it was that second rape allegation that.
Well, what it was is that he texted the lady and threatened her.
Right. And did you see this?
I didn't see what he said.
He sent pictures
say?
Of her kids, as in, like, keep your effing mouth shut.
No.
Here's a picture of your kids.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that that's what that was. But I know that when the Pats heard, they went, we want to break up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And bye. He's like, well, I still want my $9 million signing bonus. And they're like, well, we're going to have to check about that.
Right. And they're supposed to decide today, right? Otherwise, he's going to throw a lawsuit down on them.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do.
He doesn't have a lot of.
No, he doesn't.
Room to argue anything. Really?
Yeah. You sign something that's now null and void. I don't think your signing bonus comes to you.
What's interesting to me is with so much money comes really big, thick contracts with a lot of legalese. Yep. I'm surprised they ever get those contracts done.
I know.
Especially in the timely manner that this was necessary. You know, like,
right.
AB left the Raiders and was a Pat the next
weekend. Mm-hmm. Right.
So anyway, I just thought that was like, wow, dude.
And he's now, I'm quitting the NFL.
Right. Well, and said a lot of things about Goodell.
Oh, yeah. And about, yeah. And who else was he crapping on? Oh, the Pats owner who was caught in the massage parlor.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Said some crap about him. I can't think of it now, but I know
Robert Kraft.
Thank you. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, so he was talking. He's the dummy. He's just, boy, way to burn. He didn't just burn the bridge. He, like, set like dynamite on both ends, blew the whole sides of the river,
both
up.
Islands.
I mean,
up.
Forget it. It is just over for him.
No, but it's not. He'll play again.
Yeah,
well, he'll play again for sure.
We'll see. They actually say that if somebody picks him back up, that he's going to be suspended anyway. So I don't know what they're going to pay him.
There's no condoning this guy's behavior at all. But based on the number of players who've done
way worse things.
And continued to play.
Right. Yeah. Murder, for God's sake.
I think he'll be on a roster next year.
Well, you know.
That's just, I'm not saying that based on any info. I just don't think what he's done based on some of the stuff other people have done. Hmm. What about that guy
Colin
that was
Kaepernick,
like.
Who really wants to play.
They were talking about his, I think it was his kid that ended up with a broken arm, and the wife reported him, and she was like, he's hurt, and he's scared of you.
Yes. Right.
And his response on the recording was, and you should be scared of me too. Like,
we are scared of you. No, don't think we're not.
Oh my God,
like,
dude.
Like, regularly beat that little boy.
Little boy, too.
I don't know that story. Yeah. I can't say, but I do know that there are plenty of people who've done worse.
Yeah. Look, there's awful people everywhere.
Just, starting next weekend.
Right.
So, AB, he'll see the job market. You know, he'll brush up his LinkedIn and get himself all. And then he'll realize, like, wow, running fast and catching good, there aren't a lot of gigs out there.
It's weird how that doesn't really convert.
And not
into
that
the
he couldn't do
sector.
Anything else, but for the money he was making.
Right. I mean, even in the whole sports field, coaching, broadcasting.
Yeah, no thanks. No, this guy is, he's trouble. He's trouble top to bottom.
There's himself.
This guy, for the last month, I didn't even know who he was a month ago. And then we went through the whole, it was just everything. The helmet thing and the not showing up to practice and the getting canned and getting picked up on this and two rape allegations. Like, dude.
You know what's trippy?
Stop it!
Someone told me, or I should say I heard a reporter talking about... Someone told me.
I heard
a reporter talking about how this guy was not highly drafted. He was not well-known in college. He's a dude who worked really hard to get to be as good as he is. But it's clearly become a problem for him. He can't manage the success he's been able to achieve. Right. And it's undone him, basically. It's too bad. A guy named Steven Weber and his girlfriend Kanisha Antoine from Louisiana were on vacation in Tanzania last week.
Oh, Tanzania.
They were staying in a hotel room where the bedroom was submerged underwater and has windows that let you see into the ocean.
Oh, that's neat.
I've beautiful. Seen these on Instagram all the time.
That's so cool.
It is so cool. So Steven decided to propose on Thursday by swimming outside of the room and holding up a sign asking Kanisha to marry him.
Oh, my God. No. That's adorable.
After the proposal, he never resurfaced.
Oh, what?
He was underwater too long, something went wrong, and he drowned.
Oh, my God! Yeah.
Local authorities and the U.S. State Department are investigating what happened. But here's a dude who is on the vacation of a lifetime.
Right.
And goes out to do the...
So he went down without like any kind of app, like scuba gear or anything.
I don't know.
I think he just had a mask and snorkel.
Oh, my God.
Well, you wonder if he's a good swimmer. I don't know. You know, people do not realize that the ocean is extremely dangerous. And so maybe that's what went down. I don't know.
Or maybe he was so excited when she said yes that he went... And then he realized the snorkel was... I mean, how far underwater was this room?
I'm looking at a picture. All I see him is with a mask.
Oh, boy. This is awful. So she said yes out the window.
But it can't have been that deep, though.
I don't know.
Maybe a wave mushed him up against it or something. I mean, what the F happened?
But there it is. You know, maybe dial your proposals back a little.
Did she say yes?
Well.
Yeah, well.
She would have said yes. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Right, because there's not going to be a marriage.
There's a note that he placed inside a transparent plastic bag. I can't hold my breath long enough to tell you everything I love about you, but everything I love about you, I love more every day. Will you please be my wife? Marry me.
Of course she said yes, right?
Mm. Oh, my God. Is that actual video of him swimming?
Yeah, it is actual video of him.
Oh, this is so, so goddamn sad.
Yeah, I wish I would have chosen a different story.
Well, I mean, what you just said, though, Vinny, is good to dial back. Like, proposals don't have to be outrageous, and you don't have to outdo the world. It doesn't have to go viral, everyone.
It can be a private moment between two people who love each other.
Right.
Yeah.
I just cleared the rock by my house of trash and then made the proposal.
Yeah.
Well, although some guy stole my spot. Yeah, I had to do it on the side of a rock ledge. Mm. There I am on one knee like a billy goat. Anyway.
Still, it didn't have to
be
viral.
But I'm okay.
Yeah,
right.
You guys made it. And you married.
And one of our favorite pictures of all time is just right there on the beach that day.
Right.
Like that. It was just ridiculous.
Where Isla's like, we're getting married.
Right.
Yes, we are, dear.
A friend... let's see, sorry. A woman in the UK recently had to deal with her husband's brother. It wasn't a friend. It was a brother-in-law. He stayed with them for 3 days.
Oh, only 3 days, huh?
And he complained so much that she actually wrote it down. She's like, where does this guy think he's staying? A hotel? This is our home. We've let him in. He's staying here. And here's what he has to say. These are the complaints. She wrote them all down and posted them.
Okay.
Their front gate is too squeaky. The towels they gave him were white. He doesn't like white towels. They gave him a choice of 3 blankets. None of them were good enough. The gates on their stairs to keep their kids safe were, quote, super inconvenient. They had a bunch of spare clothes in his size, but he didn't like any of the stuff on offer.
They were providing him clothing as well.
This is a guy who comes to stay with family. And this is how he responds to their generosity.
And online he...
No, she wrote all the stuff down that he was bitching about and posted it. Someone used the bathroom in the middle of the night and he heard the toilet flush.
Oh, the poor dear. How did he survive this stay?
The planes overhead fly too low here. You can totally hear them. There's too many rugs in this house. The local swimming pool you belong to doesn't stay open late enough.
Oh my God.
He borrowed their car and he had to move the seat because they hadn't moved it ahead of time for him to fit inside it.
Oh, he had to make seat adjustments he didn't feel he should have.
Someone needs to bitch slap him.
No, this guy. What's up with this guy?
What a jerk.
That's incredible. Man, I thought I've had some bad house guests over the years.
I was sort of like, hey, make some people look downright awesome.
Wonderful, right? Because they're not bitching about everything.
Are they or aren't they?
No, they're not.
Oh, all right, good.
I mean, certainly, you know, if they bitch about too many rugs, I'd be like, well, you know where you can go? Back to your condo. Bitching about rugs? Too many rugs? It's too loud. I got all like the clothes that you're offering me. Your blankets aren't good enough. I'd be like, oh, my God. There's a hotel right down the street.
Yep.
Off you go.
We are just days away from October, which starts the Halloween March.
That's right.
A news anchor in Seattle named Liz DeWeeke tweeted a picture on Saturday of six candies. And the quote was, "One of these has to go."
Oh, no. Is this like another campaign to get rid of candy corn?
Well, no, actually.
I think candy corn.
Many people would side with any one of these candies, but one has to go.
Oh, she's saying pick one. You know,
one's got to get out.
I say gummy bears. Get rid of those.
Snicker. That's not on the
gummy
list.
Bears.
Yeah, like
and gummy bears are good.
I don't like gummy bears.
Weirdo. Snickers, Kit Kat, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Milky Way, and Twix. Oh. One has got to go.
Milky Way has to go.
Yeah, Milky Way goes.
It is Milky Way.
Yeah.
And that by the way, out of her, you know.
That was the one that won the exit.
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares about Milky Way?
I would never
reach for a Milky Way if one of those other ones was on offer.
I agree.
Even Kit Kat, which I feel like, whatever.
I'll eat a Kit Kat.
I'll eat it before a Milky Way, that's for sure.
Those bags at Costco first. And that's sort of usually my dessert is I get a piece of candy.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk away from it and I try to, like,
savor it.
Until the kid comes by and, oh, hey, can I have a bite of that? Oh, come on.
It's only one bite.
It's only one piece.
You don't want to probably tell her where those are.
Right. Well, anyway. I eat a lot of those, but I never eat the Milky Way. I give them away.
Yeah, who cares about the Milky Way?
Ugh.
Here you go, kid. Have a Milky Way.
Blech. I bet you eat it if there's nothing else around, though.
Yeah, if there's nothing else around, I'll eat that.
It's not
offensive.
Right.
You know. It's just, who would pick that?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
Studies of catch and release show that fish that are hooked and then released don't eat.
Oh.
Which makes sense that they've received a mouth injury. It's very sad.
It is sad.
Oh, wow.
So they essentially release a fish that will die.
Yeah. Huge fish.
I mean, their hope is, I guess, that, oh, this thing will live and thrive and some fishermen, some will get to catch him again.
Mm.
Apparently, that's not the way that goes.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I don't know. I don't take a poll of the fish.
That's from 707.
Certainly not going to tell anybody what they can and can't do. So he likes fishing. He fishes. What am I going to do?
Sarah's brother gets on my nerves, and I don't even know him. To hell with him and his stupid Trump-loving point of view. Say whatever you want, Sarah. Quit being such a wimp. Tell him to go home if he doesn't like your point of view.
Listen, I don't want to have political conversations even with people I'm totally aligned with. When everyone starts talking politics, I go, I'm going to find something else to do. Mm-hmm. I just don't. You know what I find it? Depressing.
Yeah.
I find the state of the world and this country's government depressing. And I don't want to have conversations about it, whether I'm in full agreement with your point of view or fully opposed. I just don't want to. My brother's fine. My brother's totally fine. He knows that I don't want to, and he's actually pretty good about it.
That's good.
Mm.
925 says, Jerry Seinfeld said it best, comedians find the funny in everything. You know, and Jerry is a guy who's, I think he's brilliant. He's a great stand-up. I don't usually watch his stand-up, though, but he figured it out. And you know who, Kapoor always makes jokes about, like, sort of a Jerry... Airplanes, what about that? But that's his genius, is he picks on things that there's not going to be any backlash.
Right, nobody's offended, and it's humorous, and you have a nice chuckle.
He was able to do his, I don't know, because I wasn't really watching it in real time, but was there ever any backlash on his show?
I don't think so.
No,
maybe.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just that puffy shirt.
Yeah, there was no backlash about that. Everyone agreed. Ooh, puffy right. shirt. Come on, man. What are you, a pirate?
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with Miley Cyrus and her new girlfriend, but I also want to talk about the box office. Let's see what else is in here. I have things that will make 90s kids feel old. Like, already they're starting to do lists about people who are 20 years. Yeah, 90s. So. And then other stuff, too.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.